Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf mem. We're holding the third line from the top of the Omid, fourth line, where the Gemara begins, Toshema mitzvah lehagril ulehisvadois. But we're in the middle of a sugya, and we really have to go back to the beginning of the sugya to understand what we are learning. The focus of the sugya for today is hagrola ma'akev or not. Hagrola is the way you determine which sor is the sor la'ashem, which sor is the sor la'azazel. You accomplish that by the Kohen Gadol putting his hands into the kalpi, taking out one lot, one girl in one hand, taking out another lot in the other hand, and then we have the braisa that the skan takes it out. Anyway, is this ma'akev? What does that mean? Because throughout the year, if you want to go and designate an animal to be a chatas, or an oiler, or a shlomim, you don't go and take a goyel and take something out of the hat, or out of a kalfi and say, okay, let's see what happens. Oh, it's an oiler, it's a chatas. You have to designate it by calling the animal, you animal, I'm hereby makdish you for a carbon chatas, carbon oiler, carbon shlomim, etc. So the question is, can you do that on Yom Kippur as well? What happens if there's no kalfi, or the Kohen Gadol is lazy, or whatever? Instead of going and throwing lots, he said, this is Lashem, this is Lasozo. Is that just as effective or not? And that's the machloikus between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go back to the beginning of the sugya, which is about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom of Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yana, Aliyaz goyro mitur kalfi mi'akeves. Yes, drawing the lot, that is ma'akev. If you don't go and pull the girl out of the kalfi, no good. The animal does not become a kudish l'Hashem. The other animal does not become designated l'azozo. Hanocha in ma'akev. Hanocha means after you draw the lot from the kalfi, do you have to put it on the back of the animal? And the answer is no, you don't have to. All you have to go and say is, I have these two animals here. I have my two gerolois, the one on the right goes to the right, the one on the left goes to the left. Even if you don't actually place it on the animal, it's not ma'akiv. And this is kuli alma moide, that the hanocha is not ma'akiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, af aliyah in ma'akevis, even the aliyah sagoyro, that means the hagrola, removing the goyro from the kalfi, is also not essential, not ma'akiv. Avad lechet chaliyah. But the yevit, it's okay.
And why have it to begin with?
Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said so. It's like all mitzvahs al chadchil, you have to do it. So, and if you didn't do it, but the evidence,
I can only
okay.
argue whether it's ma'akev or not ma'akev. If the Kaddish Baruch Hu said so, there should even be a conversation.
It's not repeated, maybe. Sometimes when things are repeated, it means it's essential. But maybe it's not repeated. In Kaddishim, if things are repeated.
This is a generic question you can ask throughout Shas. This doesn't apply to our Gemara in particular. Anytime the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a mitzvah, is it the type of mitzvah that if you didn't do it, it's ma'akev, and you're stuck, and you've messed up? Or it's a hider mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yes, the chachilah, this is what I want you to do. But if you didn't do it, you're still okay. You know, you're not condemned forever. You don't. If you get a patch, it's a very light one. So, machloek between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, is it ma'akev, is it not ma'akev? Says the Gemara, Aliv Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara brings out Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia are dealing with those avoiders that one does the big lovon inside the Heichel and inside the Kodesh Kodashim, where the Torah says at the end of the Parsha of Yom Kippur, in the beginning of Parsha's Achri Mois, that this is Chukas Oilam, the Torah Seichel, for all generations, this is a Choik, this has got to be exactly this way, no changes, exactly. So the word Chukah certainly implies that it's Ma'akiv, that it's got to be this week, it's this way, whether you like it or not. Okay, that's crystal clear vis-a-vis all of the avoiders that are done lefnai v'lefnin. So for instance, lefnai v'lefnin means inside the Kodesh Kodashim. So for instance, you have first the hazoas hadam of the par, that is the larger animal, the private animal that belongs to the Aron HaKohen or to the Kohen Gadol. That comes first in terms of the hazois inside the Kodesh Kodashim. After that, you go and bring in the regular so'ir for Klal Yisrael, and you do the hazois of the servant Klal Yisrael with Nai B'lefnim. After that, you go and take the par, and you go and make your maz of the dam, you spritz the dam in front of the paroiches. The paroiches is the curtain that separates between the heichel and the Kodesh Kodosh. After that, you go and take the dam of the so'ir, and you spritz it in front of the paroiches. All of these things it says in the Torah, Chukas Olam, it's got to be done exactly that way. Here we're not talking, however, Lefnai v'lefnin, we're not talking the Heichel, we're talking about those avoidos that the Kohen Gadol does with Big Dilovan Ba'chutz. Now what's my Ba'chutz? In our Gemara, Ba'chutz is referring to in the Azara. What, the Kohen Gadol does something Big Dilovan in the Azara? And the answer is yes. For instance, he's going to go and shecht the Korban, the Par, and the Soyer, both of them inside the Azara, and he's got to do the Big Dilovan. Being the lovin is anything that you have to do miyuchad to that day. The carbon tamid, of course, which is a daily carbon, that is the big day zahav. But after you finish with the carbon tamid, and with the haktoris or emurin, and with the zrika sadam, and the chavitin, and anything related to the carbon tamid, then the kohen god will have to switch into big day lovin. And now he's going to wear big day lovin for the next while, as he's dealing with the par, and the soir, and the hazois, and the chafinas haktoris. Everything is going to be Big Day Lovin, including those types of things which you do inside the Azara, which would include the Hagrola, because the Hagrola is done inside the Azara, as we learned in the last couple of days. So, now we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Nechemya. When it says in the Torah, Chukas Oilam, about the Avodas Yom Kippur, does that refer only to those things which are done Lifnim, and especially Lifnai v'Lifnim, or does that even refer to things that happen Bachut, outside of the Kodesh Kadoshim, such as in our case, in the case of the Azar? So Zokti Gemara, Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, I'm learning now from 6-7 lines from the bottom of Lamites Amid Beis. Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, the Amid Var Manasseh, big deal of him, Bachut, Loi Ma'akvo. The only things which are Ma'akiv are those things which are Lifnai v'Lifnim, but not in the Azar, it's not Ma'akiv. Kuli Amalip, Loi Ma'akvo. Since Hagrola, by definition, takes place Bachut in the Azar, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, it was in the eastern side of the northeastern side of the Azara, so therefore it's in the Azara, it's Bachutz. No, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Var nas v'vig lo Bachutz loy ma'akva, loy ma'akva." Keep looking at Reb Nechemya. Mandi Amar ma'akva k'Reb Nechemya. After all, Reb Nechemya says it's ma'akva. Umandi Amar loy ma'akva. Hani merely, when did Reb Nechemya say that even dvorim hanasim ba'chutz are ma'akiv? It's got to be an avoider. Hagrol lo avoideh. Just determining which one is the Sar of Hashem and which one is the Sar of Azazel, even though there is a degree of pomp and ceremony that you have to put your hands into the kalfi and take them out, and you have to make a statement, and this is Hashem and this is Azazel. All of that is true. Ablamais is Sinishkan Avoida. Since Sinishkan Avoida, therefore, could be that it's not Ma'akif. And then we have an Ikhidi Amri. Remember, we were just going over the few lines of yesterday. Yes. Ikhidi Amri, 5 lines from the bottom. Ikhidi Amri, Liba Rem Nechemi Yom Ma'akva, Kuli Amri, Pligi Ma'akva. The second Loshin says, that according to Rem Nechemi, that it's Ma'akiv, Avad, it's Ma'akiv, nothing to talk about. Keep a Liga, Liba Rem Yehuda, Mandi Yom Alei Ma'akva, Kreb Yehuda. Rem Yehuda says that, Dvorim Hanasim Bachutz, Bebig Deloven, Loi Ma'akva. This is something that happens Bachutz, Loi Ma'akva. Uman Yom Ma'akva, Shani Hocha, the Tonim Beikro, Asher Ola, Asher Ola, Trey Zimni. Maybe here Rabbi Yehuda makes an exception to the rule and says that this is Ma'akif. Why? Because the Pasuk uses the expression Asher Ola twice. What does it say Asher Ola twice? V'hikra v'harn es ha-soyer Asher Ola Ola v'hagor l'Hashem. It could have said v'hikra v'harn es ha-soyer Asher l'Hashem. What's Asher Ola Ola v'hagor l'Hashem? And then it says v'asoyer Asher Ola Ola v'hagor l'azazel yomad chai. It could have said v'asoyer l'azazel yomad chai. What's the Asher Ola Ola? And then for the Asher Ola Ola, Shona kov l'akiv, that you gotta do it through Hagrola, whether you like it or not. So we have two Lishoinois, both Alibid Reb Nechemya, Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemya, and that's the machloikis between Reb Yanai and Reb Yochanan. When Reb Yanai said that Aliyah's Goyrel is Ma'akev, Reb Yochanan says Aliyah's Goyrel ain't a Ma'akeves, it's not Ma'akev. So according to the first law showing, where the Gemara said that according to Reb Yehuda, everybody agrees it's not Ma'akev. The machloikis is according to Reb Nechemya. Maybe yes, maybe no. According to the second Lashon, it's the other way around. According to everybody, Reb Nechemya holds that it is Ma'akiv. Only Machlokes is Aliyah, but Reb Yehuda is a Ma'akiv or not Ma'akiv. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, Meisvei mitzvah lehagril. Vimloi higril kosher. What do I see from this brisa? That, lechatchil, yeah, it's a mitzvah to be magril, yeah, it's a grace zach. But if you were not magril, it's still kosher. It's not ma'akev. See, Gemara asks, Mishlam lehach lishna, according to the first lashon. The Amas Alibid Rabbi Yehuda Kulyam Aloy Pligiduloy Ma'akfa, according to the first lesson, that both Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan agreed, according to the first lesson, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Ma'akid. Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, very simply, this price that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah hagril, but the Yeved, it's Kusha even without Hagra. Ela, top of the Yom, Lahach Lisha, the Amas Pligi, according to the second lesson, with is a machloikis alibid Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Rabbi Yanai holds according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is ma'akid. Koshkein, Rabbi Nechemia certainly holds that it's ma'akid. So according to the second lashon, according to Rabbi Yanai, there is no man di omer that says that it's not ma'akid. Everybody agrees that it's ma'akid. Is a bezoy b'shlem l'mandiyam olim ma'akva v'mani Rabbi Yehudi. That's Rabbi Yochanan. El l'mandiyam ma'akva according to Rabbi Yanai. That Sai according to Rabbi Yehuda and Sai according to Rabbi Nechemi it's Ma'akiv. Hamani. So who is the author, who's the time of this brisa that says mitzvah lehagril vimlo higril is kosher? Every more to me, you have to make a small change. Instead of mitzvah lehagril, mitzvah lehaniach. Lechatchila, once you get the goyro from the kalfi, put one on the Sur Lashem and one on the Sur Lazazel. But if you didn't, it's not ma'akev. And then everybody agrees to. Like we started off, Hanocha Einem Akeves, it's only the Gabi Hagrola where we have a machlokes. So with this introduction, we continue on Toshima, fourth line for the top.
Just before we go, just reminding the on the Bidei Lavin, that was only for, what is special for?
Only Yom Kippur Dik Avoidus.
When you did the Torah,
the morning Torah, which was the daily morning Torah, which you bring inside the Hekel, that was big days off.
Okay. It surprised me. I mean, usually when you want to amend a brisa, it's not a small detail or something. Here, it's completely reversing it. Because what's the whole point of the brisa then? What's the whole point?
As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, you don't really have to go and change the Lashon. It's just explaining what it says. When we talk about Hagrola in our Gemara, we talk about removing the Goyro from the Kalfi. But if you think about it in generic terms and in full universal terms, Hagrola means from the first moment that the person takes the Kalfi out off the shelf, brings it in. He says, okay, now where are the two gerolas? Oh, put the two gerolas inside, mix it up, have now the Kohen Gadol pull the two out, put it down on the two animals, and now the hagrola is over. So what the Gemara is saying is, when it says in the Braisa, Tani mitzvah laniach, it's not really saying that you have to do surgery, take out the word lahagril. You have to interpret the word lahagril, but the hagrola is not the alias geirolois min hakalfi.
It's the final backup, a patish of the whole ceremony.
Exactly.
Okay.
And in fact, this is not only my pshat, but look at the second toises. Hadika omar tni mitzul haniach, einoi magia habraisa, leprushe kumafarish, mile higril. The word lehigrel over here doesn't mean that he didn't do the whole hagrola from top to bottom. It means one prat of the hagrola he didn't do, and that was to the makiv patish, putting it on the two animals.
And that's not makiv.
That's kulialma, not makiv.
That second word in the Tosfos was magia.
Magia.
We can translate that word?
What means magia?
Arise or?
Magia.
Reach.
Means for Russian hagor. Hagor means to go. You don't have to amend.
Thank you.
The brisa.
Okay.
All you have to do is explain the brisa that the hagrola here means hanach.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Toshima, fourth line from the top. Mitzvah hagrol ule hisvadis. Same brisa starts off the same way. It's a mitzvah to be magrol. It's also a mitzvah for the kohen gadol to say his vidui, like we had in our mishnah. Ono Hashem, Ono Vashem, etc., etc. When Ham is loyigro, veloyisvada, kosher. Oh, so now we're in the same mode as the previous brisa. Mitzvah hagril, loyigril is kosher. The Braisa also talks about vidui, and we're going to focus on vidui shortly. But for our purposes, we're only focused on yes agrola, nishta agrola, is a ma'akev, not ma'akev. And the Braisa is very clear on its face. Mitzvah hagrel, v'em loy higrel, kosher. So now, l'choyer, this is the exact same rise as the previous Braisa. So all the Gemara has to do is give the same teretz. And that is, let's say the same teretz. When it says, we don't mean lahag, we mean lahaniach, the makev patish, they're putting it on the animal. Let's continue on the braisa. Reb Shimon Oimer loy higrel kosher. Reb Shimon says, I agree with the Tanakama. If there was no hagrola, it's still kosher. Loy his father, possibly only argue on the vidui aspect. When the Tanakama says, vidui is not ma'akev, lo yisvad, kosher. And if Shimon says, no, lo yisvad, it's possible, it's ma'akev. Why is there this machlokes between the Tanakam and Shimon? We're going to focus on that on the top of the Amud Beis. But that's not our focus. Now, put that to the side. We're only focusing on the Hagrol, where the Tanakam says, b'diyevet, it's kosher. Says Reb Shimon, b'diyevet, it's kosher. So now, how did you want to go and for the Braisa according to Rabbi Yanai, according to the second Lashon, where Rabbi Yanai says that everybody holds, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya hold that Hagrola is Ma'akid. What are we going to do to answer this price? So, what are you going to say? Ma'lo Higrel means Lo Haniach. Pray tomorrow, if you're going to say that Ma'lo Higrel, Elaim, are you going to go and tell me Lo Haniach, Mechlal, Trib Shimon Tzavar, Hagrola Ma'akva? In other words, if you're defining the word lahagrel in the ratio, mitzvah lahagrel means mitzvah lohaniach, v'im lohiniach kosher, says Rabbi Shimon, I agree, im lohiniach is kosher, is the chmashma, lohiniach is kosher. But the hagrela is ma'akev. Pray tomorrow, Vatanya, Rabbi Shimon himself says just the opposite. Vatanya, meis echem mehen, what happens if you have the two animals, the two se'irim, and you perform the hagrela perfectly, and everything was designated, this is Sur Lashem and this is Sur Lazazel. And this, guess what happened? Shortly thereafter, one of the two animals died. Either the one Lashem or Lazazel died. What happens now? Maybe Chavere Shalom Bagrola do Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, you don't have to start all over again from square one. Just bring a second animal to the scene, and you'll say, the one that remained was Sur Lashem, for instance. You bring a Sur Lazazel. The one that remained with Sur Lazazel, you bring Sur Lazazel. You don't have to make another Hagrola. What do I see from the Reb Shimon? That Hagrola is not Me'akev. Because if Hagrola was Me'akev, he would say, start all over again, bring the Kalfi, bring the Kohen Gadol and the Sekan and the Rosh Beis Av. No. It's not Me'akev.
When did the animal die? Before the Hagrola of the initial two animals or after?
I ask you, did it happen before or after?
After.
It happened after the Hagrola.
Okay, so Hagrola actually, so
otherwise, I wouldn't know which one is Lashem and which one
okay,
is Lazo.
So Hagrola actually happened, and
there was a Hagrola ritual.
Okay.
At 9:38 in the morning, there was a Hagrola.
Okay.
At 9:42, after the Hagrola was over, and this was designated Lashem, and this Lazozel, the animal that was Lazozel said, what does that mean, I'm going Lazozel? It means we're going to take you to the cliff. I'm not interested. It went into cardiac arrest and died. We only have one Sur left, Sur Lashem. What do we do now? Hagemara does not quote the other Man di Omrim, but there are other Tanoim that say, start over again. Bring another animal, maybe even two new animals, and start again. Which one's Lashem, which one's Lazozel? So Reb Shimon, that's not necessary. As long as you already performed Hagrola before, just bring a second animal. But we weren't magrel in this animal. Hagrola is not ma'akev. You don't have to do the Hagrola over again. That's what Reb Shimon holds. So now, if Reb Shimon Taka holds that Hagrola is not ma'akev, why does he say in the Braisa, Hanocha is not ma'akev, which implies Hanocha is not ma'akev, but Hagrola is ma'akev. Reb Shimon just said now that Hagrola is not ma'akev. You're going to make a steer of Shimon of Shimon. Muslim of Zong, that the Bryce is not talking about Hanocha. The Bryce is talking about Hagrola. So then we go back to square one. That the Bryce begins that Hagrola is not Ma'akev. And Reb Shimon says Hagrola is not Ma'akev, like we see in the case of where one of the animals died. And Reb Yanai said in the second Lashon that everybody holds that Hagrola is Ma'akev, is Achshver on Reb Yanai. The Gemara, Reb Shimon lo yoda ma'ika amri Rabbanan. Reb Shimon did not really understand what the Rabbanan were saying initially. Because after all, when the Rabbanan said mitzvah lahagril, lo higril is kosher, Reb Shimon was well aware of this second toisvis, that the word hagrola might mean the hagrola taking out the goyrel from the kalfi, or maybe it means hanocha. Says Reb Shimon, the Rabbanim didn't really specify and didn't express themselves what they meant. And therefore, v'achi kam lehu. And now Reb Shimon says back to Rabbanim. And therefore, Reb Shimon says back to Rabban, "Ihagrola hagrola mamish." If when you use the expression "higril loy higril is kosher," if that's what you meant, "hagrola ay bazoi kamrisu peligna leicha b'choda," then I only have one machlekes with you. What means only one machlekes? Because remember, there were two items that they were arguing about: one about hagrola and one about vidui. So says Reb Shimon, if you said that hagrola is not ma'akev, you meant hagrola mamish, not ma'akev, then we're on board. We see eye to eye, we're on the same page. I agree with you fully. And therefore, the only thing that I disagree with you is on the vidui, where you said lehisvada is kosher, and I say lehisvada is possible. So, pligna lechem b'chada, there's only one machlokes between us. Hagrola to kamriz v'hayna anocha. However, if when you said that hagrola b'diyevet is kosher, and it's not ma'akev, even if you didn't make hagrola, if you meant when you use the term hagrola, you meant hanocha, and therefore implicitly you hold that hagrola is ma'akev, then peligna laicha betarti, then I disagree with you on both fronts, both on the inyan of vidui and on the inyan of hagrola. Interestingly enough, in one case Reb Shimon is the machmir, and in one case Reb Shimon is the maker. Meaning, legabe vidui, Reb Shimon says, lo yisvada, also, I'm the machmir here. If you, the Tanakhama, hold that only hanach is not ma'akiv, but hagrola is ma'akiv, then I'm the maker, because I hold that even hagrola lo yimi'akas. And with this, we are finished with this brisa. We brought L'chayra Shtar Kakasha on Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai said, no, it's not Kakasha B'chlal, because the Tanakhama attack is talking about Hanocha. He's not talking about Hagrola. If that Tanakhama is talking about Hanocha, then Rabbi Shimon must also be talking about Hanocha. And Rabbi Shimon holds that not only Hanocha is not Ma'akit, even Hagrola is not Ma'akit. Says Yimon, well, you're right, 100%. And all Rabbi Shimon is doing is, he's trying to understand where the Chachamim are coming from. If the Chachamim are saying that hagrola is not ma'akev, says Reb Shimon, we're on the same page, we're friends, I agree with you 1,000%. And our machlokes is only limited to the vidui question. If, however, you chachamim mean to say that hanach is not ma'akev, but hagrola is ma'akev, then we have a double disagreement, both on vidui and on hagrola. Toshma, let's try to bring another raya. Par ma'akev is a soyer, the soyer ain ma'akev is a par. Par ma'akev is a sor means that you have to do the avoidus par and the avoidus soir in a particular sequence. And therefore, if you did one of the avoidus ha-soir before the avoidus ha-par, what's the din? It's ma'akev, and you're going to have to redo that avoidus ha-soir. On the other hand, soir ain ma'akev is a par. If you did one of the avoiders of the par out of sequence, that would be ma'akev es hasor. As we'll see, mechem and nigmar. It's par ma'akev is a soir. The soir ain ma'akev is a par. But matonish b'fnim. So nigmar vishloim a par ma'akev is a soir. So nigmar explains what we have in mind. The akadme lisoir mekame par li'ovad v'loy klum. That means that if you are makdim one of the avoiders of the soir before the avoider of the par, you have not accomplished anything. So what do you have in mind? Okay, so without going through all the avoiders from top to bottom, just to go and select, for instance, the final four avoiders of the hazois. Hazois means the zrika sadam. You're supposed to first have the kohen gadol shech the par and do the zrikois of the dam, lefnai v'lefnim, in front of the kapoiris, bein habadim, in front of the oroin, par first. Then the kohen gadol comes out, puts the blood with one of the kahanim who's going to stir it for the next few minutes. The kohen gadol goes and shechs the soir, and now brings in that blood, ulzulefnai v'lefnim. Does all the zrikas, achas, achas v'yachas, achas ishtayim, comes out again, gives now that mizrak of the soil blood to somebody else to hold, takes back the par blood, and now goes and does these rikas in front of the paroiches. That's the curtain in between the Kodesh Kodashim and the Hechel. After he's finished with that, gives it again to another kohen, please hold on to this par blood, takes now the soir blood again, and now it does a new set of zrikas in front of the paroiches. So he had first the zrika of the par, lefnai v'lefnim, then the zrika of the soir lefnai v'lefnim. Then you have the zrika of the par bachutz, meaning in the hechel, and then you have the zrikas of the soir in the hechel. And after all of that is finished, then you have to go and do zrikas on the mizbeach hapnimi inside the hechel. So everything has to be done in secret. Par, sar, par, sar, and then the final ones that you go and spritz on the mizbeach. I'm not being specific over there, the gabi par, the sar, because according to the, these are machlokes, but according to the majority opinion, they went and took the blood of the par, the soil, at that point, and mixed the two together, and did a new series of zrikos on the mizbeach hapanimi. So it was par, the soil, united as one. Anyway, so what this price is telling us is that the par ma'akiv es ha-soir. What does that mean? Bishlim of par ma'akiv es ha-soir, the akad me le-soir mekami par. What happens if you did the zrikas adam of the soir, lifnai ve-lifnim, inside the Kodesh Kodoshim, before you did the zrikas of the par, le-obed ve-le-klum, shizgunish mitgunish. What you've done is not accomplished anything. You're going to do now the zrikas of par, and you're going to have to redo the zrikas of the soir, because what you did until now was worthless. Okay, so that's what it means, par makiv es ha-soir. And the reason why it's worthless, because it said in the pasuk chukas ha-olam, it's got to be choik exactly in the sequence, and it is ma'akiv lefnai v'lefnim. This is according to everybody, Rav Nechemi, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, because this is not machutz. This is big dilavam b'fnim lefnai v'lefnim. Okay, now let's talk about the second case. El soir ein ma'akiv es ha-par. Ma'ini, what does that mean, that soir is not ma'akiv the par? Zukimar, ilema di actum matonis de par vehechel, mekami matonis de soir bifnim. Are you going to tell me that that pshat is what happened? He was makdim the matonis of the par in the hechel before the matonis of the soir bifnim. So, getting back to our case again. Originally, the kohen gadol was holding on to the blood of the par. And he did the zrikas bifnim, lefnai v'lefnim, inside the Kodesh Kodashim like he's supposed to. What should he have done at this point? Given the blood to someone to hold on to stir, and taken now the bloods of the soir, and take it lefnai v'lefnim, and only revert back to the blood of the par subsequently, and then do it inside the hechel. And the Kohen Gadol said, you know what, come on. After all, I'm holding on to the blood of the par in my hands anyway. Why should I be matriach somebody else to go and hold on to this blood? Let me finish off a package deal with the par. First, I did all of the zrikas of lefnai v'lefnim inside the Kodesh Kodashim. And then I'm going to come out and I'm going to do the zrikas of the par inside the hechel. And then I'll get to the soil later on after I'm finished. Obviously, this is out of sequence. Is that what the braisa means? That soir in ma'akiv es ha-par, the fact that you pushed off the soir to later on in the sequence, and did the two avoidas of the par initially together. Ilei medi actim matonis de par behechel, mekami matonis de soir, bifnim. And you're telling me about that, says the braisa, that it's not ma'akiv. Chukik zid behu, shtei techoik, what are you talking about? Anything involving lefnai v'lefnim, the Kodesh Kodoshim, avad it's ma'akiv. So, Ibazai, what does the braisa mean? The soir in ma'akiv es ha-par. El lav di akta matonis de par bifnim, mekami hagrola. Oh, this is the pshat now in the braisa. That you did the matonis de par before the hagrola. What does that mean? Remember, we had in our Mishnah, the last couple of Mishnahs, that the first thing that the Kohen Gadol did in all of this was, they brought the par. The par was initially placed beinu ulam v'lam mizbeach, and the Kohen Gadol did his vidui on the head of the par. Then he left the par there with a couple of kahanim to hold on to, and then he went over to the northeastern side of the Azara, took the two se'irim, and did the hagrala. After he was finished with that, he returned to the par, and he did a second vidui, and then he shechted that par, and then he took the par inside, taking the blood inside into the Kodesh Kodashim, and then into the Hechel. What happens if the Kohen Gadol was so busy with the par, he said, why should I leave the par and then go to the two se'irim and come back again? I have a much better idea. Let's finish off the par and let's be done with it. He's here with the par between the Ulam and Mizbeach. He does the first vidui. The Kahan says, hey, now it's time to go with the Hagrala for the Sar. I'm going to do that later. Be patient, fellas. I don't have time for you now. We're going to get back to Se'irim later on. So in the meantime, what does he do? He does a second vidui on the par. And he does a Shechita on the par. And he takes the blood and he puts it in the Fnim of the par. And then when he's finished with the par, he says, okay, I'm done now with the par. Doesn't that make much more sense? I'm finished. Let's go back to the Se'irim now. That's not the way Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to do it. Nevertheless, what does it say in the Braisa L'chayra? Soir ein ma'akev v'sapar. The fact that he didn't do the Hagrola in the proper sequence, he only did it after the Matonois Bithnim of the par, it's not ma'akev. And therefore the Gemara assumes now, there's a little bit of a leap of faith, since the sequence, whether the Hagrola comes first or comes last, or comes in the middle, doesn't make a difference, it sounds like the Ikra Hagrola nami le'makev. This is obviously not an essential avoid, it's just a Hagrola, so it sounds like the Hagrola in its entirety is not ma'akev. Ah! So you're telling me that Hagrola is not ma'akev, so we go back once again to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai, you said at the top of the Omid, at the bottom of the Omid base, that according to the second Lashon, Bain according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Sai according to Nehemiah, what's that din? That Hagrola is ma'akev. And here I have a crystal clear brisa that it says Hagrola is not ma'akev. So the Chayra have once again a kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Everything more like when we said here in the Sefer interpreting that Sor Einu Ma'akev is apar has nothing to do with Hagrola. Hagrola is off the table. That's not what the Bryce is focusing on. Since the Bryce is not talking about Hagrola, no gosh. So what was the case? The Aktam Matonis Depar V'Mizbeach Mekami Matonis Tesor Beheichol. What's happening is we have now, we're in the Hechel, meaning we've already done the Hazois, Zrika Sadam, Lefnai V'Lefnim for the Par. We did the Zrika Sadam, Lefnai V'Lefnim for the Soyer. The Kohen Gadol is now back into the Hechel. He went and did the Hazois of the Par in front of the Paroiches. And at this point, what should he be doing? The Matonois, the Zrika Sadam of the Soyer in front of the Paroiches. And he said, come on, this soyer is just so problematic, it's just giving me a headache. You know what? Let's finish off the par once and for all. And he takes the blood of the par, either mixed with the blood of the soyer or not mixed with the blood of the soyer, and he spritzes it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So it's out of sequence, because what he should have done after the Matonis of the par in front of the Paroiches is done the Matonis of the soyer in front of the Paroiches. But he didn't do that. He went and did the Matonis of the par on the Mizbeach. So now, at this point, we don't mention the word Hagrola, so therefore Hagrola has nothing to do with this Braisa. But let's finish off the concept. Why does the Braisa say that it's not Ma'akev? Because it's Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda have to do with this? We brought Rabbi Yehuda already at the beginning of the Shir, the Amar, Dvorim Hanas, and the Big Delov, and Bachot, Loi Ma'akve. And therefore we see that according to this Gemara, the term Bachutz doesn't mean necessarily in the Azara, but as soon as you take it outside of the Kodesh Kodashim, it's already called Bachutz, and if that's the case, it's not Ma'akev. If it's not Ma'akev, Madach, the Avoid itself is not Ma'akev, and the sequence is certainly not Ma'akev. So that's the Pshat, and therefore nothing to do with Hagrola. Frank Gemara, that Pshat that you gave now doesn't even start. Why not? Because go back to the original Braisa. The Braisa said, Toshima in the middle of the Omid, Par Ma'ak V'Sor V'Sor Eim Ak V'Par. When are we talking about Matonoi Shebithnim? And the way you now reinterpreted this Braisa, that it's talking about that he was Makdim, the Matonois of the Par, Par Mizbeach, Mekami Matonois V'Sor V'Heichel, both of those are Matonois Shebachutz, not Matonoi Shebithnim. That being the shebachutz, meaning vis-a-vis the kodesh kadoshim, they are matanis bachutz and not befit. So the kodesh dafshat cannot work either. And therefore, we're back to square one. What happens according to Rabbi Yannai? Rabbi Yannai said that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, according to the second Lashon, hold that Hagrola is Ma'akev, and I see over here Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Now, we didn't say in the price that Hagrola is not Ma'akev, because we are interpreting the words, the Sor in Ma'akev is Apar, to mean that if the Kohen Gadol first did the Matonis, the Par, Bifnim, and then he did the Hagrola of the two Seirim, Bachot, not Ma'akev. And the Gemara says, Mesidra loy Ma'akev, if the Seir is not Ma'akev, then Ikra Grola nam the Ma'akva. And therefore, Rabbi Yannai, what pshat? And the Gemara gives two turits. El is the Gemara, Hamani Reb Shimon hi. The whole kasha that starts on Rabbi Yannai is that Rabbi Yannai said, both according to Reb Nechemia, and even according to Reb Yehuda, according to the second Lashon, Hagrola is Ma'akev. Says Rabbi Yannai, I stand by my word, according to Nechemia, according to Yehuda, it's Ma'akev. Either this price has said that it's not Ma'akev. Hamani Reb Shimon hi. The price goes according to Reb Shimon. The Amah Hagrola le Ma'akva. How do I know Reb Shimon holds Hagrola le Ma'akva? We have the price above, where Reb Shimon said that if one of the two animals dies, and you have to bring another animal to the scene, fine. You don't have to make a new Hagrola, because Hagrola is not Ma'akev. It's a beautiful mitzvah. It's Mehudr, and it's Givaldik, and it's tremendous. But one animal dies, forget about it. You don't have to do a new Hagrola. Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Based on this, we can now enter all the other braises that we started off with, keeping on asking on Reb Yannai. Oy, 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 oy. It says in the braise, Hagrola le Ma'akva. In fact, it goes according to Reb Shimon. It doesn't go according to Yehuda, not according to Nechemia. How do I know that? Look at the top Toysis. Tani mitzvah lo niach. That's how we end for the first brisa. Says Toysis, Hachanami, v'motzeh l'shtui yamani Reb Shimoni. Diyom ha'grol le'ma'akva. Like we find later on in the Gemara. At the outset of today's Gemara, we didn't know about Reb Shimon. We only found out about Reb Shimon when we went into the next brisa. Koshema mitzvah lahagrol esvadois. And then Reb Shimon says, lehigrol koshele esvad apostle. Oh, for the first time we had Reb Shimon. Till now we didn't have Reb Shimon. Till then we didn't have Reb Shimon. And so therefore the whole kasha of Yannai was, how can the braises say that Hagrola is Lema'akva, Sayyid of Yehuda, Sayyid of Nechemia, according to the second Lashon, hold that it's Ma'akiv? Says Reb Yannai, yeah, but I'm not talking about Reb Shimon. If I'm Reb Shimon, hold that Hagrola is Lema'akva. One more time. It can go according to Yehuda, but the premise of your raya is faulty. Because you said, since the Seder is not Ma'akev, if you do it out of sequence, then it sounds like Hagrola is not Ma'akev. No! Sidra like Ma'akev, but Hagrola is Ma'akev. You gotta do Hagrola. So you can stand on your head, you gotta do Hagrola. If you did it incorrectly, in the sense you did it number two, number three, number five, number ten, not Ma'akev. But you gotta do Hagrola, bottom line. So therefore, says Rabbi Yannai, the Gansa Kasha Nishka Kasha. Yes, sir.
When we're saying Hagrola is not Ma'akev, even if Shimon's saying there was a Hagrola that day,
understood. But so, the Gemara understands from the fact that you don't have to do a second Hagrola, that he holds b'diavad, you can work even without Hagrola.
At all, entirely. But he never
entirely.
Said... It sounds like a bit of a stretch.
We're just borrowing this Gemara from another, this price is somewhere else. Because the other man, the Amram, all say that you have to bring two new animals, and then the Gemara is Shale, so what do we do with the first animal that's remaining? Mm-hmm. Do you go and kill it? Do you put a keeper? Do you let it go out? Do you have to be poisoned? The other man, the Amram, hold that you have to start Hagrola from square one. Says Reb Shimon, you don't have to. Once you did Hagrola, you're done. I know you're saying, but it shows that it's Ma'akev.
Right.
But the Gemara is, no, it's not Ma'akev, but the fact that you do not have to repeat it is the simon that b'diavad, you can go without it.
It's the day that requires the Hagrola, not the. It's not a Chesa Gavra thing, it's a Yom Kippur versus a Seirim thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yom Kippur had Hagrola, you can't have the ritual of Hagrola, so you're done.
No, I understand what you're saying, but the Gemara is interpreting the fact that Shimon doesn't require it a second time, that it's not Ma'akev. The Azla Tamay. Now we're leaving Hagrola for the next 2 or 3 minutes, and we're going to focus on the din of Vidui. Remember, we had the Tanakama of the Brice that said, Loi hisvad is kosher. Reb Shimon said, if there was no Vidui, it's possible. Why? When? Where? How could this be? Basel Tamayo, they go lishitosa. The sign you learned in the Brice. It says about the Sorelazov, the top of the Amid Bezer. It says about the Sorelazov. Yo'omad chai lifnei Hashem lechaper olav. The Poshib Shat is, as the Kohen Gadol is bringing the Tzor Lashem inside the Beis HaMikdash, he's busy with that Tzor Lashem. He's got to go and shecht it. He's got to do the Kabbalah Saddam. He has to do the Halacha Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, the Lefnim in front of the Bein Abadim, and then afterwards in front of the Paroiches, and then you got to mix it and put it onto the Mizbeach. He's busy. What happens to the Tzor Lazozel? Says the Pasuk, Yom Adchai Lefnei Hashem. It should just stand there alive, lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means in front of the, next to the Sharniknor, in front of the Azorah. Lechaper olav to be mechaper. Now, learn the Gemara, what is this Lashon Yom Ad Chai? Yom Ad Lifnei Hashem, it should just wait there. What's the Yom Ad Chai? Of course it's going to, Yom Ad Chai. It's going to, Yom Ad Meisim, it doesn't make sense. Says, well, I'll explain to you. An Mosa Yia Zokuk La'amoit Chai, Achas Matan Domoy Shel Chaveroi Dibre Yehuda. What the Gemara is saying is that the Tzor Lazozel does not have to live until the actual Maisa of the Shilach Oysoi Biad Ish Iti HaMidbar. Even if the Tzor Lazozel dies prematurely under certain circumstances, your Yoytze, your Mitzvah, you don't have to do anything more. Well, what are those circumstances? What are you talking about? So the Gemara says the Chaper Olav has one of two definitions. The Chaper Olav is either referring to the Kapara that is effected by the Tzor Lashem. How is the Tzor Lashem effecting a Kapara? Through the Zrika Saddam, like every carbon. Every carbon that you bring every single day of the week, what's the matir, what's the machshir of the carbon, what's the Mechaper? The Zrika Saddam. Ah. So therefore, according to the first man Yama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, you have to make sure Yom Ad Chai Lefnei Hashem that this Tzor Lazozel remains alive lechaper olav ad Masai yezokak lam ad chai ad chas ma'ndomai shel chaveroi, meaning the other chaver, the other Tzor Lashem. Once the Tzor Lashem's blood has been nizrak all over, what happens? It's the Kohen Gadol now comes out of the Heichal, and he comes into the Azara, and he goes comes across the Tzor Lazozel, and now the Tzor Lazozel sees it as soon as the Tzor Lazozel sees the eyes of the Kohen Gadol, and he knows, now my fate is sealed, and now unfortunately the Tzor Lazozel goes into cardiac arrest and dies. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's it. You do not need to do anything further. Kusha v'yusher, because all you had to have is that Azazel should be Yom Ad Chai until the Chaper Olav, until the Shas Matan Domi Shel Chaveroi. That's all we are concerned with.
You're doing smicha on the Azazel, right? On the Vidu, yeah.
We're going to do a smicha mit
the Vidu. That's the Vidu, right?
Yeah. So we're not up to the year. You are one step ahead of us. We're talking now according to Reb Shimon. Until now we were talking about Reb Yehuda. Now we're going to talk about Reb Shimon. Okay? If you want to look at the top Rashi, Yom Ad Chai, Al Korchach Lamdeinu, these words Yom Ad Chai, what are they coming to tell us? Shemeis, if the animal dies, at the Tzarech Lahavi Acher, then you're going to have to bring a second Lazozel. The Eloi Lamai Asa. Otherwise, why does the Pasuk say Yom Ad Chai? If you're telling me that the Kabon of the Pasuk is, hold on to it. Don't send it Lazozel until the Kohen Gadol is finished with the Tzor Lashem. Lichtov Yomad Lifnei Hashem Lechaper Olav. What's the Chai? Why is it Yomad Chai Lomali? L'shem Meis Terch Lavi Acher. Then if the animal dies prematurely, you gotta bring another one. Yeah, I thought you just said that you don't have to. The Admasi his kikar liyoschai at shas man dami shel chaveri. Says Rashi, dechsev lechaper at shechaper bedami shel chaveroi. As soon as you had the kaporis adam of the Tzor Lashem, from that point on, you don't have to worry any more about the Tzor Lashem. Avishas matn dami ve'elech avu bishadain lo yisvade. Even though you didn't do vidu yet. Your point. You didn't put the hands on. You didn't do the smicha. You didn't do the vidui. Lefisei ramikroi sechila makaber. V'samach ahar. Emeis ein tzorech acher. You're done. The Kohen Gadol saves himself from having to do smicha. Mit vidui. We don't have to call the ish iti amidbara. We only have to call the soir's equivalent of the chevra kadisha to take this soir out. Otherwise, there's nothing more to do. Emeis ein tzorech acher. So what do we see according to Rabbi Yehuda? Vidui loy ma'akev. The Kohen Gadol said, I didn't have a chance to do vidui yet. Kain God will be happy. You don't have to strain yourself. You don't have to say Vido. You don't have to do smicha.
Selecting that goat.
You're off the hook.
Sorry? Just selecting that goat is enough.
Selecting goat and having the goat.
The aura of his comrade inside.
Exactly. And waiting the period of half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it took to go and do the kapara of the comrade. Comrade meaning the second sorry, the sorry Lashem. Once that is completed, even though now, after the completion of that avoida with the Sor Lashem, the Sor Lazozel dies, you're off the hook, you're finished, you don't have to do anything more. But that's a quick tribute.
Is one of these the backup?
Neither of these are the backup.
Why is it one consequential and the other one is they're co-stars?
Exactly. The two Seirim, the two goats, have to be virtual Siamese twins. Not Siamese twins, but they have to be at least almost identical twins. They have to be identical, the same size, the same shape,
the same height, the same
appearance. They should be identical twins so that the Mrs. Goats shouldn't be able to tell one from the other. They shouldn't be able to tell whether this is my husband or that's the other one. They should be identical. Okay, so what happens now? You take the first one and you bring it for a carbon inside, and the other one has to stand there stationary waiting for the vidui. And guess what happens? When the Kohen Gadol comes out and he's finished with the Sor Lashem, an hour later, and he's ready to now to do the vidui on the Sor Lazozel, at that moment the Sor Lazozel pigers means it expires, it died. We're done, you don't have to do the smicha, you don't have to do the vidui, everything is kosher. But that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimer achas vidui dvarim says no, says Rabbi Shimon, the vidui is ma'akev. And when it says Yom Erchai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav Lechaper Olav means on this animal, on this Sor Lazozel. So the Kohen Gadol again, he took the Sor Lashem inside, did the whole Avoida, came out now. If the animal dies now, says Reb Shimon, no good. Not yet, because he didn't do the Vida yet. If the animal dies now, no good. Reb Yehuda says, we're not finished. Reb Shimon says, you're not done. What do you have to do? The Kohen Gadol has to go over to the remaining Sor Lashem, Sor Lazozel, do the smicha, do the vidui, on Hashem. And as Reb Simcha said yesterday, the second time, on Vashem. And he says the three times Hashem's name, Shalmim with the Toises. After we're finished with that, then we send out this Azozel, the Ish Iti Amidbara, we send him out to do its job. What happens if now the animal dies before the Ish Iti has a chance to go and take him to Midbar? But it's post vidui. Now Reb Shimon says, okay, you're done. As long as you made lechaper olav, you did the vidui, we're done. You don't have to go and send the Azazel out anymore. You don't have to bring another Azazel. We're done. So Sukti Yomarim Maikam Biflegi, fourth line from the top. Kidasanya. Lechaper bechapar is damim akasim medaber. When it says lechaper olav in the pasuk, we're talking about the kapar is damim, not of the Sor Lazozel. You don't check Lazozel of the Sor Lashem. V'cheinu oimen. That's what Itaka says by the Sor Lashem. V'chila mikaper es hakodesh. By going and bringing the Sor Lashem, it brings a kapara for the sin of tumas mikshu shekadosha. Zotimar malalon the kaparis dvarim domim, since bechil mechaper is a kodesh, they were talking about kaparis domim afkan. When it says in the pasuk at the top yom erchai lefnei Hashem lechaper olav v'stom bechaparis domim div Reb Yehuda, you gotta wait until there's a kaparis domim on the Sor Lashem, and then you don't care from that point on whether or not the Sor Lazozel remains alive or it expires. That's Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Oimer no lechaper olav bechaparis dvarim akasim medaber. What's the definition of kaparis dvarim? It means the confessional. It means the vidui. You gotta wait until the vidui. Once the vidui takes place, then you're done. And that's why back on the Amid Aleph we had a machloikis in that brisa at the top of the Amid, where the Tanakhama said that vidui is not ma'akev. Why is the whole vidui not ma'akev? The only thing that's ma'akev is that the other animal, the Sor Lashem, should be brought properly with all his rikas and azoyes. Once that's done, I don't need you, Azazel. Azazel, you can go away. You can die. I don't care. Says Reb Shimon, no. Lo yizvada, it's ma'akev b'diyevet. Because lechaper olav means kaparis dvarim. Make sure to do the vidui on the head of the Sor Lazozel.
Kaparis dvarim is an innovation.
What do you mean?
Kaparis through the dam. This is Rika. Kaparis dvarim. Where does this come from? Mm-hmm. It's something striking me.
You say,
I said,
and I, you know, we have to pass.
The Gemara used this expression already before. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it immediately. But the Gemara already used this expression, kaparet dvarim, to refer to the kapara through the vidoy. That you get a kapara through the usage of dvarim, through using words. And this is an essential part of the avoda, that you have to go and say your words of vidoy the three times, plus the additional tenth time, let's say, of ten altogether, like we had yesterday. Anyway.
Thank you.
Zokti more bye. Toshima. Shalu Talmidim. Now we're returning, Baruch Hashem, back to Inyan HaGrala. We're finished with vidoy. So, says the Gemara now, Shalu Talmidim, Esra Rabbi Akiva. Ola b'smal ma'ashi yachso liyamin. We spoke about yesterday that the Inyan of the Goyro coming up in the right hand, as opposed to coming up in the left hand, was considered to be a very favorable omen. And in fact, throughout the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, it always came up in the right hand, never in the left hand. After that, sometimes Azoy, sometimes Azoy, Amul Yo, Amul Nish. This is considered to be a good omen. So now what happens if the Kohen Gadol unfortunately did not benefit from that good omen? In fact, when he pulled out the first Goyro from the Kalfi, unfortunately, the one that he got was the La'azazel. So what about La'Hashem? That came out with the second time, when he took out the smile, his left hand, that was La'Hashem. Hey, that's not so good. So said, asked the Talmidim to Rabbi Akiva, I have an idea. Even though initially, unfortunately, when the Kohen Gadol took out the two Gairoles, the La'Hashem came out with smile, Ma'ashi Achzlamin, can you make now a switch and go and take the right hand and hand over to the girdle to the left hand, and the left hand hand over the girdle to the right hand? Would that work? Amalehem, so Rabbi Kiva says to them, that is not a good idea. If you're going to go and make the suggestion, say you can do that, the tzedoikim are going to be in an uproar, and they're going to be able to go and humiliate the Chachamim by saying, you see, the rabbis, they can do whatever they want.
Their dose is to rebel?
Yeah, either to rebel or to have a context, a pretext to go and criticize and humiliate Chazal. By saying that you have the ability, which is an expression, if there's a rabbinical will, there's a rabbinical way. If you want to do it, you can figure out a way to do it. So don't tell me, Andy, you can't. No, I know. It's you got the power. You have milk and inflation mixed together. You can wave your magic wand and you can make it kosher again. That's what the tzedekim are going to go and say. It's not a good idea. Okay, so says the Gemara, Taima, it sounds like that the only reason Rabbi Akiva said it's not a good idea is Altitni Mokam with Tzedekim Lerdais. Halav Hachi, if we didn't have the problem with the Tzedekim, the naysayers, the rebellious guys, Madrinalin, then you could in fact switch it back from left to right. Frank Gemara, for Amris, according to Rabbi Yanai, that holds Agrola Ma'akfa, Sai, according to Reb Yehuda and Sai Kunin from Nechemia, if you hold the Hagrola Ma'akfa, what's the Shaila? Why is Rabbi Kiva saying it's because of the Tzedoikim? Once the Hagrola Ma'akfa, meaning that once I took out the Goyle with my right hand and it came out La'azazel, and the left hand came out La'Hashem, then that's the Koveya, that's the Ma'akfa. You can't go and do it over again. And that's what Hashem wanted, and that's even been the evidence. That's where it's got to be. Is the Chayyim have another raya from this that la halacha the hagrola is not ma'akev? Zokti bar amr sakom agol ma'akev. But even the kavasi smile heich madrin alei. How can you possibly even think about switching it from right to left and left and right? Amar Rava. Rava said, no, you have a mistake. Avad according to Bianai, we're going to go and say that hagrola is ma'akev. And when the Talmidim asked Rabbi Kiva, they didn't mean to go and switch the gray rollies from right hand to left hand or right animal to left animal. They meant is, can we go and change the location of the animals and switch it around? Meaning that we took the gray rollies out of the kalfi, the Kohen Gadol put the run of the right hand onto the right soir, and unfortunately that was the la'azazel. Bad omen, but that's what happened. He took the left one, put it onto the left one, that was La'Hashem. Not a good thing. And therefore the Talmidim say, Hachik Amri, Allah. Hachik Amri. Ola ha-goyru b'smoil, ma'u shi'achziru lo'i ula se'ira li'imin. Can we switch the location of the two se'ira? It's not true. The soir on the right-hand side, that was the soir La'Azazel. The soir on the left-hand side was La'Hashem. Let's go and ask the soir La'Hashem, the left one, please come with me for a moment. And the Svar Dudufrido, and the Svar Hashem, he comes with you, and you put him now in the right position, so now he's to the right of the Svar Azazel.
What's the point? You already had a girl in the Hanukkah, it's already...
If you were the Kohen Gadol, and you would have taken out the Goyrel with the left hand, and everybody sees now, and people want to use their YouTubes and their iPhones, they can't see him Kippur, but otherwise, this is a source of humiliation, of embarrassment. So therefore, he wants to do the better, but he can't at least for...
Fix it.
He wants to fix it. So, are you allowed to do that? Amalahem, so he said, Minah Din, there's really nothing wrong with that. He slapped this right here and there. It doesn't make a difference.
It's after the fact.
Exactly. But, out in the Makhle, it's like when you see, again, the rabbis in the Kohen Gadol, they're playing games over here, came out of the right, he put it to the left, the left on the right, better not to go in
there. Well, they are making a mockery if they're switching around post the Goral, then the girl has, what's the import
what's the
of
it?
And that was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's answer is, in a chanami, the girl were not changing. The girl that attached to animal A remains with that girl. The girl that went with animal B remains with that girl. The question is, can I go and take B and just change the possession online? Instead of having him to the left, have him to the right.
So for aesthetics.
For aesthetics, exactly, just for aesthetics. Toshima, ilu nemer es asir asher ola. Asher olav hayisi oimer yanichenu olav tamoloimer ola kimin sheola shuv einay tzarach. What is this going about? Again, the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya whether halgrola or hanocha is ma'akev, is not ma'akev. Zoktimar ilu nemer es asoyer. Now the pasuk says asoyer asher ola olav hagoyer lashem asher ola olav hagoyer. Now it didn't have to say the word Allah, it could have simply said, Ilu nemes asar asher, Allah, that there is a goyrel on this soil. Hoyisi oim, if that's what it would say, I would think, Yanichenu Allah. What means Yanichenu Allah? That you don't need to do hagrola. All you have to do is just take a goyrel and put it down without taking it out of a kalfi, just putting it on the animal. So, Hoyisi oim, Yanichenu Allah. Tamaloimer, Allah. What means Allah? Allah means that you have to go and take it out of the kalfi. And in fact, says the Braisa, Kimisha Allah, Shuv Einoy Tzarech. And at this point, you don't even have to put it down on the animal. The important thing is the Allah, the Aliyah, removing it from the kalfi. And now with that, I've determined, since I took with my right hand, it says Lashem, then the right Tzarech is going to be Lashem. The one that I took with the left hand is Azazel, so the left one is going to be Azazel. And therefore, Kimisha Allah Shabbat Tzarech, you don't have to do anything more. Now, what means he doesn't have to do anything more? Lemay. Ilema le mitzvah. That it is not even a mitzvah to be meiniach the geirolis on the two animals. You could just simply give it back to the skan and say you can put it away for next year. What? Mechlal danocha mitzvah namilai. About it is a mitzvah to go and take it out of the kalfi and put it down on the animals. So how can you go and say kimish ola shuvein etzarech? About the chachal, you have to put it down. If you didn't do hanocha, you're yoitzah v'diyavet. But the chachal, about you have to go and put it down. El alav musm nechzogen, that when it says in this price kimish ola shuvein etzarech, means that the hanocha is not ma'akev, but the aliyah is ma'akev. Ushmamino hagrola is ma'akva. All the rayas until now that hagrola is not ma'akiv. And here I have a raya that hagrola is ma'akiv. Because the hanocha we're saying is, b'diavet ein etzarech. But the ola, make sure you have the aliyah from the kalfi. So hagrola is ma'akiv. Hanocha loy ma'akva. Habadach a raya to Rabbi Yanai that hagrola is ma'akiv. Is the shver on Rabbi Yochanan that says that hagrola is not ma'akiv. Omerov hachikamah. Ilu nemar asher olav hayisi oimi anichenu olav asher shchita. Oh, a totally different pshat in the price than we thought until now. If we just say asher olav, I would think that means make sure to leave that goyrel there until the final moment. And if the goyrel falls down, they're going to have to go and put on a band-aid or super glue to make sure that the goyrel sits and waits on the animal until shashchita. And that same thing would apply to the Azazel. Leave the girl there until you schlep it away. No. As soon as the goyrel came out of the kalfi, and it was olav, and it went on the back of the animal, it was there for a millisecond. You don't have to leave the goyrel there forever. You can take the goyrel off now, give it back to the skan, put it back in the kalfi, and leave it for next year. So therefore, we're not talking about the ola from the kalfi. We're talking about ola on the back of the animal. Once it hit the back of the animal for a second, shuvein etzarch, you don't need it anymore. We're done. Take it away, and we're finished. So nothing to do with agrada. Yom akim, lish makim. We're talking about the hanach. Toshima. The osochatos. Hagoyer osochatos. The ein hashem osochatos. What does that mean? Throughout the year, whenever you want to go and designate an animal for a carbon, you have to say something. Mashenke, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you don't effect the kedushas animals through saying, but it's through the goyrel. Of course, part of it is also have to say Lashem, that's also, but you have to do the goyrel. If the Kohen Goyrel, for instance, says, oh, I can't find the kalfi, can't find the goyrel, okay, you're going to be Lashem, you're going to be Lazazel. That's going to be worthless if you hold goyrel is ma'akif. Toshima, vaso chatos, you make it into a chatos. Ha goyrel oisei ochatos, ve'en Hashem oisei ochatos. Only the goyrel effects that it becomes a soil Hashem, and not calling it the name. Calling the name is worthless. Now, why do I need the pasuk vaso chatos? Shiachol, because I would have kal v'chomer. Throughout the year, what happens if I want to go and play games throughout the year? I have two animals, or Rashi gives the example, for instance, a person has to bring a kan. A person is zav, a zobi, a lettuce, they have to bring a kan for a carbon. Kan, as you know, means two oifis. One oif is an oila, and the other one is a chatas oif. So you have to designate one the chatas oif. So you have the two oifis. You're the oil soif, make sure to put a ribbon on it, put the other one a chata soif, so we'll know exactly which one is which, because if they get mixed up, you can get into kinim problems and you can go crazy trying to figure out what you do once the oifis get mixed up.
There's no question that when a person designates the animal, he can't place vicharu. Once a person designates
yes,
the animal
okay, yeah,
for
yeah.
Chatos,
you're talking about throughout the year? You're
throughout the year.
Okay.
So you can't make a vicharu.
Correct.
So why should that be any different from the goral determining the animal?
That's not the focus. The focus now is, today happens to be Friday morning, is it the Yom Kippur?
No.
No. What happens, you have to go and bring a kan, one oil sa'oif and one kata sa'oif. So what do you do? Instead of saying, you, on the right side, you're going to be my oil sa'oif. You on the left are going to be the kata sa'oif. I go and take a kalfi. I just learned about it in the Mishnah. I say, anyway, I don't have a Kohen Gadol, so I'm going to put on the Kohen Gadol's hat, and I'm going to go and take out two gerolas, and one of them is going to go and say oila, and the other is going to be chatas. I'm going to take the oila one, I'm going to stick it to the oif, I'm going to take the chatas, stick it to the other oif. Will that be effective to go and consecrate these two oifas, one as an oila, one as a chatas?
No.
No. Says he more, umaba makim shloi kiddush ha-goyrel. Throughout the year, the using of the goyrel is irrelevant, is worthless, is silly, is nonsensical. But kiddush Hashem. But if I say, you happen to be a chatas, you're an oilo, you're a chatas, it works. So makim shekiddush ha-goyrel on Yom Kippur, where the goyrel does effect a proper designation and consecration that this is Lashem Lazozel, and then Shiakadish Hashem. So then the generic form that you do every day of the year, Lechayra, should certainly work. Tamaloyman no vyoso chatos. Ha goyrel oisachatos ven Hashem oisachatos. So what do I see from this? A hagrola is ma'akev. Crystal clear. Now, who's the Tana of this price that holds hagrola is ma'akev? Stam Sifros Mani Rabbi Yehuda. And this is a Sifra because it's a drasha on Parshas Achrimois. Achrimois is part of Torah's Kahan and part of Vayikra. So therefore it's Rabbi Yehuda that's speaking. And we kept on saying that there's a machloikim between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, where according to Rabbi Yehuda's Agrola, Yom Ma'akev and Nish Ma'akev, it's crystal clear that he holds that Agrola is Ma'akev. God for so chatas. It's what you want to hear to the mandiyam, agrola me'akva, to hear of this taka ogifreit, all of those mandiyamrim that said that agrola is not ma'akev. Now who are those mandiyamrim? That was according to the second Lashon, that was Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan said that agrola is like ma'akva. And according to the first Lashon, everybody agreed, both Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrola loy ma'akvat. Only machlokes lagabi Reb Nechemya, because Reb Nechemya may have said that it's ma'akiv only by an avoider, not by hagrola. Hagrola mishkan avoider. But otherwise, according to Reb Yehuda, according to the first lashon, everybody held that it's not ma'akiv. According to the second lashon, according to Reb Yochanan, Reb Yehuda holds it's not ma'akiv. But here Reb Yehuda is speaking in a sifra, and he says it is ma'akiv. And therefore, tiyufta of all those mandi amrim tiyufta, and in fact, Reb Yehuda does hold very clearly. The Agrola is me. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
It's not saying
that you're
doing it. It's a stop
the process. It's going to be a stop. It's not going to be a stop.